Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, the garden is really beautiful right now.
Yeah, the spring and summer season, Roy, is one of the best times to come up and see the garden in Kerrville, Texas, in the beautiful Texas Hill Country. The wildflowers are blooming. Everything's lime green beautiful. And the temperatures are good. You know, we do occasionally get hot in Texas and in the midsummer in July. But at this time, it's just really pleasant. So we encourage everybody to come out right now and see the wildflowers, the landscaping. Hear the 24/7 music, the praise music that plays 24/7, and then enjoy the scriptures and the art and the presence and peace of God's on that mountain. So we just invite everybody to come.
Well, every week we have a miracle of the week. Max, if you would share that with us.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the neat things about this garden is people come up there with needs, and God meets the needs, and sometimes people need miracles. And we literally have, and we tell on this radio show, individual miracles, but they're all kind of miracles are happening up there. And again, folks, as you may remember from my background, I'm a fourth-generation Southern Baptist. That's my history. And Texas Aggie, Eagle Scout, this stuff is pretty wild from my background. But what's happening is the real God is doing everything in his book. And it's happening up at the garden, and we don't have any religious limits on God. Like a lot of churches will literally say, God, you can do this, this, and this, but we don't want any of that. And we're basically, the board of the Coming King Foundation has said, if it's God, we want it. If it's Jesus, we want it. If it's the Holy Spirit of Jesus, we want it. So we don't put any limits on him. And as a result, all kind of amazing miracles, signs and wonders, transformations, healings. You know, I think we're still at 26 suicide cancellations after coming up there. The sick are being healed. We've had all kind of amazing stories. of that, and then the Shekinah glory forms on thousands of people. It looks like glitter when they just drive on the property or they walk up. They just start getting sprinkled with this stuff. And then people are taking photographs of angels and orbs that look like balls of light. Ezekiel 1, 15 through 22 talks about a wheel within wheels. And we're getting hundreds of these images in people's photographs. So if you hadn't been to a place where the Spirit's real strong, we recommend you come up on that mountain. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a Baptist or a Pentecostal or a Catholic or nothing. You can just come up there and you'll have an encounter with the Most High God.
All right. People are listening, and maybe they've never been there before. Maybe they're new to the area, and they've never been to Kerrville. How do they get to the cross?
Well, you just drive up Interstate 10 west from San Antonio. We're about 60 miles from San Antonio in the beautiful Texas Hill Country. We're at the main exit of Kerrville, 508, and you'll see a great big giant hollow empty cross on a hill. And you'll see over there as a Chevrolet dealer, just pretend you're going to buy a Chevrolet and then keep past their driveway and come in our driveway.
And the road, that's the highway goes right in front of it.
Yep.
And everybody can see. It's the main entrance to the cross, and you just follow the road
all the way up to the top.
Yeah, it's on Benson
Road. That's right. Yeah. And it's all free.
And we do have a handicap parking, too.
Yeah, have handicap parking, and it's all free. We're open 7 in the morning and close at midnight.
And no charge.
No charge.
All right. And the website is
thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
We have Cindy Courtney back from our last show. If you would introduce her again,
yeah,
please.
This is a really beautiful lady, and she's one of those ladies that Jesus touched, kind of like Mary Magdalene in the Bible. She was off doing other stuff and had a hard, you know, childhood, real hard childhood with abuse and all those kind of things that happen to some people because of the circumstances of their life and that they find themselves in. But just like with Mary Magdalene in the Bible, she encountered Jesus and she found his cross, and up on that mountain, God did a transformation, and that lady now is just a beautiful new creation in Christ. And last week we heard some of the story of the darkness that she had experienced in her life and how her encounter with Jesus changed everything. And so we wanted to hear a little more about her story and the testimony. And I know we're going to get into some of what we said last week, but also I understand you were actually got involved in some witchcraft, too, during this dark period of your time. So welcome, Cindy.
Hi.
We're so glad to see you here today as God's creation.
And, yes,
amen.
And
tell us what God did for you and what Jesus did for you.
Well, there was a time in my life when I was actually trying to look for God. I didn't have a relationship with God, so I started to look for God in all the wrong places.
Now, how old were you when that search
began? In my late 20s.
Late 20s. So you'd already had abuse, physical abuse,
yes.
Sexual abuse.
Yes.
Divorce. All kind of cruelty, divorce. And now you're starting to
Had a time where I was by myself, you know, and I wanted to know God, but like I said, I didn't go to church. I went to different places and actually got involved with the cult. And I felt that was wrong. So that didn't last long at all.
So you sensed that.
I sensed that.
Even though you weren't a Christian.
Right.
And you weren't following God, you got into a cult, a witchcraft cult, right? A Wicca?
Well, no, there was another one.
Oh, another cult.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Okay. And then I searched again. This is when I got involved with Wicca, which is a witchcraft. And it lasted for a while.
How long?
About a year.
Okay.
Because the way they presented it, it's very deceiving that, you know, they talk about the earth and the trees and the birds and everything's so beautiful. Well, you kind of like...
They draw you in.
It draws you in, especially if you're feeling down. But then you find out, as I was praying to God, I feel like I had the gift of some sort of deception. I started to feel that this was really wrong. And so I got out.
So you were playing to their God, which is Satan. And deception's part of his deal. That is
mm-hmm.
who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But you started in your spirit sensing this is not right.
This is not right. And then again, I went into something else. It's called yoga, kundalini. And they make it feel like it's so beautiful, the music, the the dancing. And again, I was praying to God at the same time. And God, I felt like God told me, you know what, look up that word. So the devil is very deceptive. Kundalini is a snake, a serpent that wraps around your spine. And all these years, I've been dealing with pain, down from my head, down to my feet. And I've been going to the cross, and I prayed inside the cross. And I felt that I was saved, that this
Leviathan spirit
that was holding on to me
was cut loose. And you prayed the four prayers?
Yes,
and the
I did.
We have four plaques in there.
Yes. And I felt totally free. And I'm telling you, the cross is such a miracle place. No matter how dark or whatever you've dealt with in your life, all of that could just go away if you go to the cross and pray to God, ask Jesus to help you, tell him to guide you, to give you wisdom, and never give up. Just keep on praying to God, and he will show you.
And free you.
And even though there might be times where the devil will try to get you back, just go to someone, go to the cross.
Go to Jesus.
Yeah. Go to Jesus.
That's it.
That's my someone, Jesus.
Yeah, go to Jesus. And just so people know that when in the cross, God gave me the words to write up four plaques. And they're all from the Bible. It's what I've learned in my lifetime, being saved since age seven. And I just, it's not my invention. I just took God's words out of the Bible, and I put them in four plaques. And the first plaque is how to know Christ as Lord and Savior, what Billy Graham talked about, and giving your life to Jesus, repenting of your sins, coming to Christ. We're going to have a prayer at the end of the show. You can come right into the kingdom, and you'll be born again and be in heaven when you die, and he'll live with you. The second plaque, though, is about the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what Apostle Paul talks about. That's what the book of Acts talks about, 1 Corinthians 12. That's where the miracle gifts come in, because you need the power to live this life, because there is so much demonic around and so much evil that you need to be more than born again. You get all the Holy Spirit when you get born again, but once you go, you ask God to release those nine supernatural gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, then he's able to move in power through you, not only to help you, but to help other people. And then the third plaque that's in the cross is for people that need physical and emotional healing, mm-hmm. and deliverance from the demonic, from the mm-hmm. satanic. And that's where, after you've got saved, after you've got empowered with the Holy Spirit, you're a new creation full of the power of God and the Spirit. Then you forgive, you break curses, you renounce cults and all that stuff, and God breaks all that bondage off. And then plaque number four is about how to get miracles in your family, because we all have needs in our families of stuff, whether it's jobs, whether it's kids, whether it's money, it's, you know, health. And it lays out the way to pray to get the best chance to get those miracles answered. So that's what you prayed in the cross, and you were transformed.
Yeah, and I just could see myself right now. I actually laid down.
You laid down in the cross?
Uh-huh. I laid down in the cross, and I was just praying and, I guess, crying at the same time. And I could visualize Jesus on the cross.
Wow.
As I was laying there and crying, and I could just see his blood just covering me and making me feel that, you know, I don't have to think about trying to
be good enough, because he's made you good enough.
Yes.
By his blood. You're now white as snow. All the sins that you ever committed have been forgiven.
Exactly.
And you're his beloved, beautiful daughter,
mm-hmm.
and he loves you more than anything. And that's true with any of you listening to this radio show. If you've given your life to Christ, he's given his blood for you.
Mm-hmm.
And his blood shed on that cross makes you a new creation, and you're evidence of that new creation power.
Yeah, and I use a lot of analogies. I used to think that I was like a dog with a big fat collar around my neck, and that leash or that it was only about 1 foot, but once I felt that
break off
that bondage set free,
right?
I was able to move forward
and freely. Yeah,
and not to look back at that ugly place where I used to be.
Right.
And that could happen. It does happen. You just got to pray and ask God to forgive you, and it will happen.
And he does.
And he does. He's a good father.
Yeah, and you can't get that from any other religions, by the way, you guys listening. That doesn't work with anything else. Only the one true God, Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's where you get these transformations. The other is all counterfeit.
Cindy, what do you want people to know about the garden?
The garden is a beautiful place to visit. It's anointing. A lot of miracles happen. There's a beautiful, one of my favorite is the hope.
Mm-hmm. Of the mother?
The mother.
With Jesus holding the baby. And that's Beverly Palfrey's sculpture called Hope.
Yes, and it's so beautiful. And, you know, if you don't have hope, just visit there and you will leave different.
Wow. Max, any closing comments?
Just that this has been just an incredible time of testimony. And Cindy, we thank you for sharing your heart, both all the exciting, positive things that Jesus done. But people needed to know how far he brought you up and that there's hope for them. And again, it's just turned to Jesus. And so we're going to pray here in just the next few minutes, folks. So pray with us and you can have the same transformation that Cindy had.
How do they reach us, Max?
At the garden, you can go to the website and see it right now. Just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org.
Max and Sherry Griner and Sydney Courtney, thanks for being with us this week.
Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Good morning. I hope you're ready for some more comments, and wanted to share them with you. So here they are. The first one, it comes from website TripAdvisor. Sandra from Midland, Texas says, "Don't miss it. Take time to drive up and see closer. Very impressive and emotional. Be sure to stop and take time to drive closer to see the outstanding artworks. Pick up a rock and write a message and place along the others. This is a wonderful place to think and to pray." JR left a note and said, "Thank you for making this amazing place. I hope you can make it larger. It is a holy place and I love it here. I will come more often." Scott Carpenter from Kerrville, Texas, "I love that thing, the empty cross. It is amazing. I really like it at night coming in from San Antonio, and it does shine like a beacon on the hill. So if you haven't seen it at nighttime, you might want to check it out and just enjoy that." Okay, let's see. Next we have Amona Abonado from Uvalde, Texas. And they said, "Beautiful, peaceful place. I could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit." Dr. Wolf from Grapeland, Texas said, "This is awesome. We will be donating." Betty Gallier from Utopia, Texas. And if I'm not sure, I believe she's kin to Max as an aunt or second aunt or something like that. And Betty says, "It warms my heart every time I see the cross." And this is a short week, so I only have one more, and it just simply says, "Wonderful." And it was sent in from Mike St. Clair from Newton, Iowa. So we're still having many, many people come from different states and even still countries. And so I hope you'll be one of them. And if you do visit our garden, please leave us a message about what you enjoyed about it. And that's all for today.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming Kings Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.